Random House Audio presents Switch by Chip Heath and Dan Heath. Read for you by Charles Collenberg. Chapter 1. Three Surprises About Change. 1. On Saturday in 2000, some unsuspecting moviegoers showed up at a suburban theater in Chicago to catch a 1:05 p.m. matinee of Mel Gibson's action flick, Payback. They were handed a soft drink and a free bucket of popcorn and were asked to stick around after the movie to answer a few questions about the concession stand. These movie fans were unwitting participants in a study of irrational eating behavior. There was something unusual about the popcorn they received. It was wretched. In fact, it had been carefully engineered to be wretched. It had been popped 5 days earlier and was so stale that it squeaked when you ate it. One moviegoer later compared it to styrofoam packing peanuts, and two others, forgetting that they'd received the popcorn for free, demanded their money back. Some of them got their free popcorn in a medium-sized bucket, and others got a large bucket, the sort of huge tub that looks like it might once have been an above-ground swimming pool. Every person got a bucket so there'd be no need to share. The researchers responsible for the study were interested in a simple question. Would the people with the bigger buckets eat more? Both buckets were so big that none of the moviegoers could finish their individual portions, so the actual research question was a bit more specific. Would somebody with a large inexhaustible supply of popcorn eat more than someone with a smaller inexhaustible supply? The sneaky researchers weighed the buckets before and after the movie, so they were able to measure precisely how much popcorn each person ate. The results were stunning. People with the large buckets ate 53% more popcorn than people with the medium size. That's the equivalent of 173 more calories and approximately 21 extra hand dips into the bucket. Brian.